Kaufman here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was to have been Michael Kaufman, and we were going to talk about certainly some of the problems inherent in drugs and drug use that most Americans really are totally unaware of. And the great tragedy, certainly of today, is that we have so many people on drugs of one sort or another. Certainly, it's estimated somewhere between 6 and 8 million young people take Ritalin. Now, Ritalin is basically a cocaine-like drug built upon the same basic elements within but we don't call it because we know it's addicting. You're not supposed to take Ritalin without a doctor's prescription, and yet doctors across America are recommending Ritalin for young people who just have difficulty in school. Oh, my goodness, they can't concentrate? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of kids who can't concentrate in school. Their minds are very active. They're thinking about other things. Many times school isn't very important. And so what do? They put them on Ritalin. And what does Ritalin do? Well, one thing it does, it stunts their growth. It actually stunts their physical growth, the growth of their brain, and we're actually harming our children. And the average parent doesn't understand that, and certainly the average doctor who actually prescribes the drugs doesn't know that, because there's an organized effort to destroy the minds of our children. Now, this is covered in great detail by Dr. Peter Bregin, Bregin, and you can look up his telephone number. You can look up information on him on the Internet. Dr. Peter Bregin, formerly a researcher at Johns Hopkins University, testified before Congress about his concern about the fact that they're poisoning the youth of America. 6 to 8 million American children are placed on Ritalin on a regular basis around America. The drug Ritalin is not approved for use in children, but the doctors are told it's perfectly all right. The school psychologists, the school psychiatrists have been programmed to believe this by wicked and evil people who want to destroy this country. And when you understand that when our children graduate from high school and are actually tested as far as knowledge and the ability to think with children from other nations, our kids end up at the bottom of the heap. I mean, we're down around 20th or 30th compared with other nations. Why? Because there's an active program to poison the minds of our children, to destroy their ability to think. There are people working at the highest levels of our government who hate America. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. If you really hated America, would you, go to medical school and get a job in some little podunk town in the Middle West, where you were taking care of people? Or would you get a job working at the highest level of the FDA or the CDC, where you could influence public policy to destroy as many children as possible, so that we would be able to have a totally subservient population for the coming New World Order and New World Religion? It's very difficult for people to believe that anything could be this evil or organized and coordinated, and we wouldn't hear about it. And the reason that is because there are powerful spiritual forces aligned behind this. Because behind everything we see in the material world, there is a spiritual world. There really is a spiritual world out there. And if you would like to go to their website, and I hate to admit that they actually have a website, it's lucistrust.org, lucistrust, L-U-C-I-S, really that's short for Lucifer. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. There really is a battle between God and Satan that's going on today. People who don't believe in God feel that's foolish, but people who believe in Lucifer know it's absolutely true. But they just think that you will never recognize it. Well, the LucifertRust.org has its website, and you can go to its website, and you can begin to pull down its information and read it through very carefully, and they will tell you about the people who really run the world. Who are the people who really run the world? Why, the spiritual hierarchy. those beings that can cross between the other dimension and this dimension. And it is really one of the most incredible things in the world as you begin to read about them. And of course, they call it the spiritual hierarchy, the masters of wisdom, the ancients of wisdom. But these are these spiritual beings. They feel that there are actually people who've evolved into a higher level of consciousness, human beings who, through a series of reincarnations, have evolved into something higher. I think they're demonic spirits, but it really doesn't matter. They really do direct much of what's going on today, and they will send you free of charge if you contact the Lucis Trust the pamphlet they have on the spiritual hierarchy. And I want you to read it through, or if you want to, I will be glad to send you a copy of what they put out. That's the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy, and they will tell you that there are these beings that are directing what's going on, and they actually control a number of key people. Now, some of the key people know exactly what's going on. I mean, they've given themselves over to the dark side because that's how you get ahead in this world. You get amass great wealth and sex and power and drugs, and you can commit all sorts of horrible crimes, and nothing's ever going to happen to you. But others, of course, are people that they just control psychologically, who make incredibly foolish decisions because, of course, the forces, the spiritual forces that control them have directed them in the wrong direction. That's not what I say. That's what they say. And the little pamphlet put out by the Lucis Trust, organized originally by Alice Bailey, 50, 75 years ago, the Lucis Trust with offices in, well, they used to be at number one, the United Nations Center. They're now transferred elsewhere in New York, but they take care of the United Nations prayer room. Isn't that nice to know who the people in the United Nations pray to? The prayer room is taken care of by the Lucis Trust. Why? Because the whole purpose behind the United Nations is the one world government, the one world religion, and the new one world ruler. And that, of course, is Lucifer. Not imaginary, very real. Go to their site, read what they have to say, understand we're up against. And we'll be back in just a moment, hopefully with our special guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Today's the day. Now is the time. It's the annual Patriot Trading Group American Freedom Network fundraiser. It's your opportunity to support the American Freedom Network and get Eric Cederstrom to kick in a little extra with every pledge you make. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your monthly donation or your one-time pledge. That's right, you can make a monthly continuing donation by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network Pledge Drive.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it.
Hello
Insulin,
there.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95.
Hello there.
Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hello there.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 970-689-8255 because I really didn't have anything prepared for this morning. We were hoping to have Dr. Michael Kaufman with us. Dr. Kaufman, you're not there, are you? Yes, not. So if you're out there in the listening audience, why, don't be afraid to give us a call, 970-689-8255. And we were going to talk to Dr. Michael Kaufman about this move towards the one world government. And, of course, this ties right into this whole idea because this is what Lucifer has always wanted. He's always wanted to rule the world, but how would he do it? Well, he'd have to use, of course, his agents here on Earth to bring about a one-world government. And, of course, he rewards them very well for their work. And of course, we are in the process now of uniting the world, the European Union, one of the first steps, the North American Union, which is well underway, and that's with NAFTA, the NASCOM highway, a new agreement between the leaders, George Bush, and the leaders of Mexico and Canada, to begin to unite our police forces, to unite our military, to create this North American Union, really, to do away with national sovereignty, eventually to unite our currencies and to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. And all you need to do is say, why don't we have tariff barriers between Mexico and Canada and the United States? Well, it's because they're in the process of uniting our countries. And people say, that's crazy talk. The American people would never go for that. But you see, it really doesn't matter what the American people want. There is an elite, and they work through a number of secret organizations, but they all have a Luciferian foundation. And, of course, George Bush and his father and his grandfather all came from the Skull and Bones, which is a secret society going right along with this Luciferian concept of a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world ruler. And in the process, of course, George Bush, who says he believes in God, but they never tell you what God he believes in. Well, he tells us he believes in the same God as the Muslims worships, and that's the God of Allah. Well, the God of Allah is Satan. So if George Bush honestly believes that he is worshiping the God of Allah, and we know he's gone into the mosque and prayed there, and he pretends to be a Christian, but, of course, look and see what he's doing. And I mean, he's certainly not being forthright with us. He's taking us from war to war, and of course the next war is going to be with Iran. How soon it is, I don't know, but it's going to be used to take away our freedom evermore. And they're establishing a police state here in the name of course, of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's going to take away our freedom, and that's why we've got to give up our freedom, because if we don't give up our freedom, Doc, why Osama bin Laden is going to win the battle. And the only trouble is that even the FBI doesn't believe the government's story. Because if you go onto the Internet and you look up Osama bin Laden, and, of course, go to the FBI Osama bin Laden, you get the FBI poster on Osama bin Laden, you know, where they say, you know, $5 million reward. But it doesn't even mention the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center. It talks about the bombing of the embassies in Africa, but it doesn't mention the September 11th attack, and yet isn't that why we went to war with Afghanistan? Because Osama bin Laden was behind the September 11th attack? And, well, doesn't the FBI know he was behind the attack? People have talked to the FBI about that, and you can actually pull down the most wanted flyer there from the FBI, and you'll actually see it specifically does not mention the September 11th attack. The war in Afghanistan is a phony. The war in Iraq is phony. And the coming war with Iran is phony as well. Well, who do we have on the line?
We have Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Well, hi, Dr. Michael Kaufman. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry I couldn't get back to you sooner. I couldn't get through.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, sometimes those demonic spirits do get in the way and they keep us from getting having you come on, because I'd much rather have you speaking about what's going on than myself, and we would probably be talking about your DVD, Global Warming, and how they're using this whole global warming scam, of course, to increase government control over every aspect of our lives. So you pick this story up.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I think many of the listeners have already known. I worked on a multi-million-dollar, I actually led a multi-million-dollar research effort in the 1990s on global warming. At the time, I was fairly convinced that it probably was man-caused, but as more and more evidence showed that the link was pretty weak, and finally it became so ridiculous that it would be almost impossible to think that man is primarily responsible for the global warming aspect, that I really had to change my thoughts and basically realize that what the warming we are experiencing, because we are experiencing warming, is natural. And we need to realize that right now we have a situation where, right from the very start, once you realize the science and the politics behind it, as you just indicated, that
22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Helps them to gain control over our economy. Why? Because every aspect of our economy depends upon fossil fuel. Now, if we develop other energy techniques and so forth, that's great. But right now, it is fossil fuels. And if we do not have fossil fuels, we do not have an economy. We don't have a standard of living. We don't have wealth. We don't have anything. And they want to gain control of that, just like they want to gain control over our property rights, over our social conditions, over almost everything. And it is terribly important for us to realize how critically important it is for people to understand that global warming is not being caused by man, at least 99% of it or so, and it's nothing more than a natural cycle. And to realize the reason they're perpetrating this hoax is to get us to give them much of our nation's sovereignty and our financial arena and our lives. It's as simple as that. I can't make it any more straightforward than that.
Well, I think it should be so obvious that as they talk about global warming, what's the solution? Why, more government controls.
And more government control.
And it is what it's really all about, is we move away from liberty and freedom towards, a totally totalitarian society. And so Dr. Goffman has done a great job. He's put out a great DVD on global warming. And people have to understand that this is simply a fraud. Yes, there is global warming. It's been going on since 1600. And we didn't have people driving around in cars in those days. And it's part of a cyclical affair. It's been going on really for thousands of years. Global warming, global cooling, global warming, global cooling. But people don't understand this, Michael. Why don't the average individual understand that this is a scam?
You know, the average memory of the public is about 2 or 3 days, really at best. They remember the death of Diana and that sort of thing. But even the details of that is pretty much lost from the public conscience until, it's brought up again like it has been the last couple of months. The key, I think, and that's true with even you and I, we do have a tendency to not remember what has happened more than about 3 or 4 days ago unless something really starts to stir our memories. And even though some of you in the listening audience may have learned in school that we've had warming and cooling, you may remember that we had the fears of global cooling back in the 1970s. All of these things, they're just very vague memories. And what the global elite, I really think, began to push this global cooling aspect back in the 1970s, because at the time we were cooling. It was becoming colder again. And then the scientific community began to realize that we were in a warming overall cycle and the cooling was just temporary, and they switched to global warming. Some of the very same scientists that were warning us that we were entering the next same ice age were then converted over to warning us that we're in a major global warming and we're all going to die if we didn't do something about it. It was unbelievable, but the public conscience doesn't make the connection. How many times has we've been forecasted that we're going to enter mass starvation or this or that or the other thing, and it never comes. The public forgets about it. And the next time the very same person puts out another alarm, the news media picks it up, and, well, oh my gosh, we're in all in a tither and so forth because this or that is going to happen. The fact is that we're entering a major, just a normal cycle. We had what's called the Little Ice Age back in the 1700s, and right now we're recovering from that. And, you know, the prognosis, and this is what really, really frustrates me the most, that the higher the carbon dioxide levels and the warmer it gets, even though they're not necessarily directly connected, the better it's going to be for people and the better it's going to be for our ecosystems. Carbon dioxide is a limiting factor in plant growth. Plants need carbon dioxide to produce food, and right now they don't have enough of it. Used to be, back before the flood, I would assume, that we had far, far more carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. In fact, there is a, I think it's 100,000 times, I can't remember the exact number this morning, but I think it's 100,000 times more carbon dioxide locked up in limestone. You know, this is the amount of carbon dioxide that used to be in our oceans, used to be in our atmospheres, that are now in limestone. And that atmosphere, or that carbon dioxide, was there, and the plants actually were created to have or respond best to that level of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. And they loved it. And right now, when we actually are increasing our level of carbon dioxide, the scientific community has measured a definite increase in food production. Why? And NASA has done the same thing. NASA can actually see from the satellites that our planet is greener because we have more carbon dioxide. And what is really concerning is that if we double the amount of carbon dioxide, go from about 360 to about 700 parts per million, what you will see is a food increase, a food production increase of about 20 to 50%, depending upon what food group you're talking about. It's a mammoth increase. This is without any extra effort on our part. It would help feed the starving world. It would be fantastic. The ecosystems would be healthier and so forth. Everything would be better, and yet we're trying to be convinced that carbon dioxide is a toxic pollutant and we must reduce it. There's nothing in history that suggests that the current levels of carbon dioxide are the optimal. In fact, if there's anything, any evidence whatsoever, is that the carbon dioxide levels should be much higher for things to be optimal.
Well, I think actually right now the current carbon dioxide level is about 380 parts per million. 380 parts per million, and they have been able to convince so many of our people and our school children, because they control the schools and they program the minds of our kids to believe,
yes,
that, my goodness, we're all going to die of global warming because the incidence of the level of carbon dioxide is 380 parts per million. It's risen from 280 to 380 over the last 10, 15 years, admittedly. And yet, of course, it's been much higher than this in the past. And, of course, with a higher carbon dioxide level, why the plants really thrive. And carbon dioxide is not a very efficient greenhouse gas. At the most, it makes up about 3% of the 1% of the atmosphere, which is greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are only about 1% of the atmosphere, and of that, 3% is carbon dioxide. And the fact that most people don't know that, the fact that most people don't understand, that this is a scam. Because what's the solution to the problem of global warming? Why, more government control over our lives. That's why Al Gore is pushing this. This is why it's being pushed by the media, the controlled media, by people in our government. This is why it's being produced, pushed in our schools, and they're indoctrinating our children. Because, of course, the only way we're going to combat it and keep, of course, from having the oceans rise and submerging all of our seaside communities, including the Empire State Building. And you can look at some of the textbooks they use in schools. They show just the top of the Empire State Building sticking up above the water. Everything else is submerged because of global warming. It's all a lie. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Kaufman here at the American Freedom Network.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Signs by Tomorrow in Fort Collins would like to remind our listeners that as parents, we have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This year, promise yourself you'll get more involved with your child's school. But when the kids aren't in school, take them to the park, fishing, bike riding, or some other family activity. Because the best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. This important reminder was courtesy of Signs by Tomorrow in Fort Collins. Give them a call at 970-282-0460. Signs by Tomorrow, working for the safety and welfare of our community.
I'd like Dr. Kaufman to get out his website and contact information. Dr. Kaufman does a tremendous job in environmental. He has a PhD in science, in science related to the environment, and certainly he has had a wide experience, and certainly he's one of the champions of understanding what's really going on. What's really going on is there's a spiritual battle being waged, but it's being waged on a scientific battlefield of, as most people don't understand, that there really are people on the other side, both spiritual and their agents, who are pushing this fear. Oh, my goodness, we're all going to die of global warming. We've got to give up all of our freedom. And basically, this is simply being used as a scam. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, and you have people like Al Gore, you know, who just got the Nobel Prize for the wonderful work he's done, if you can give the Nobel Prize to a man who is an ardent liar, but that's to build him up, you know, maybe he'll now run for the presidency, but certainly we've given legitimacy to his fraudulent things. Most people are going to believe there really is a threat of global warming. We're going to have to give up our freedom. We're going to have to cut back our standard of living, or else we're all going to be submerged, you know, especially here in the seaside town where I am. And if those of you who've seen the pictures of New York, with just the top of the Empire State Building sticking above the water, everything else submerged. That's the pictures that they put into our kids' school books, and our children are being programmed to believe a lie, but so are we too. Michael, how can people get your excellent information?
Well, we have two things. We have a website, discerningtoday.org, discerning, discernctoday.org. That's discerning today.org. Or you can call us on our 800 or toll free number at 877-271-7639. That's 877-271-7639. And one of the things that reasons I did this DVD is that we, after the Inconvenient Truth came out, Stan, I was so horrified that people were falling all over themselves, and of course that just happened yesterday with the Nobel Peace Prize, that I could not believe how he could distort the truth so badly and just being have it hook, line, and sinker swallowed by anybody that ever sees it.
You're talking about now Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Sure.
And so I began to do this DVD and got into it, interviewed a lot of scientists and so forth that I used to work with back in the 1990s as to their estimate. And these are leading scientists. These are people who know what they're talking about in this particular field. And put that DVD together, plus the evidence that we have, what is called global, the March to Global Governance, and have it available. And the thing that has been very gratifying to me is that we're not only selling it here in the United States, but some of our bigger markets that are in Canada and Australia, and even Europe, but Australia especially. We send out almost as many to Australia as we send here in the United States, and we're into the thousands now. And what this is, what I'm hearing back from people is that this DVD is so powerful that people, once they see it, even though they believe that man was causing it, because that's all they ever hear. And how, what are you supposed to believe if, unless you do your own research, unless what you've been told by the media? And the media has just caved in on this issue and is only presenting one side of it. In fact, they're very hostile to anybody else that presents even another side. But once they see this and realize they've been lied to, and then realize why they're being lied to, all of a sudden, even though they may have thought that you and I and so forth, and many of the other people were black helicopter fanatics, that they realize that there is an agenda. And that's one of the most encouraging things that I've had, is that people that have gotten this have lent it out to people who are very skeptical and opened their eyes to the realization that there is an agenda out there and there is an effort to be able to take over our lives.
And, of course, the DVD is called simply Global Warming, and it's put out by Dr. Kaufman. We do carry it. We think it is vitally important. We also carry his other book. What's the title of the book?
The Saviors of the Earth and the... Now, I scared right out of me.
All right, well, Saviors of the Earth. I mean, an excellent, excellent book.
Yes.
People need to understand this is a scam, but their very lives, their future, the future of our country is at stake, because there really are people who hate America, who want to do away with our national sovereignty and take us into a world government under a new ruling elite, headed by a new world leader. And if you go to the Lucius Trust, and they actually have little pamphlets on all these things about the new world leader, about the about the spiritual hierarchy that really runs things, you know, about this idea of the this coming world religion. Because the whole idea is we've got to do away with Christianity. We've got to adapt a new religion based upon, of course, worship of Mother Earth and, of course, these other spiritual forces. And, ladies and gentlemen, they are very real. I mean,
yes.
These are not imaginary spiritual forces. There are spiritual forces, but they come from the dark side. And I think that's what's so difficult for people to realize. Don't you find, Dr. Kaufman, that most people, maybe they could look at this thing from a material point of view and the global warming, but they don't understand the spiritual forces that are intent upon using the phony threat of global warming to justify taking away our freedom.
That is very true, Stan. The DVD is targeted towards a secular audience, so I don't get into that aspect, but that is where the real battle is being fought. That is where, when I pray, I really direct my efforts to, is the spiritual battles behind what we're actually seeing. And unless you begin to do that, not only with global warming, but with many of the problems that you have in your daily lives and other issues and so forth, you're not getting at the root problem, because we're not fighting people, we're fighting principalities and powers.
Amen.
And this is where the battle is really going to be won or lost. Now, the Bible tells us that eventually something's going to happen, and we are going to be, because God is going to allow it. But the fact is, we're also told that we need to fight evil wherever we have it. Whatever freedoms that we have, and we still have, regardless of the fact that we're losing a lot of our freedoms, we still have a lot of freedoms to be able to fight this battle. The fact that we're still on the air is a miracle in itself, and we need to take advantage of that opportunity and fight evil wherever we see it. And this is evil, folks. This effort to drive us towards world government is evil. In fact, it'll culminate in one of the most evil things that has ever happened to planet Earth.
Well, we better call her. Let's see. Who's...
Hi, this is Craig in Fort Collins.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I don't know. I just got into your show here, but did you guys mention at all that Al Gore just got some peace prize for global warming?
He got the Nobel Peace Prize. Yes, we mentioned that earlier. Doesn't that give you that warm, fuzzy feeling? You wonder why they would give a man who's written something as fraudulent as you know, and you know, as the material he's put out, his book, his motion picture, why would they give him a Nobel Peace Prize unless maybe this is all being staged to justify the fact that he's now going to join the race for the presidency? And many people are talking about how he's going to come in as a Democratic candidate. Why? Well, because they want to have one of their own, certainly in the White House, leading America towards the New World Order.
Okay.
And the New World
Religion.
Hey, thanks for calling, Greg.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Mosquito season is here, and so are mosquito-borne diseases. It's only a matter of time. West Nile virus, Eastern equine encephalitis, and Western equine encephalitis are neurological diseases that can cause paralysis or death in horses. One mosquito can carry all three. Fortunately, only one vaccine can prevent all three. West Nile Innovator plus EWT. The mosquito shot protects against West Nile, two forms of equine encephalitis, and tetanus in one convenient vaccine. More than 23 million doses of West Nile Innovator vaccines have been administered to horses coast to coast. No wonder West Nile Innovator is veterinarians' first choice for West Nile protection. Ask your veterinarian for the mosquito shot from Fort Dodge Animal Health. Because when it comes to mosquito-borne diseases, it's only a matter of time.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Kaufman. Is our caller from Fort Collins still here? I guess he's gone, but certainly I think it is very interesting for our students, for our listeners who don't know, Al Gore just got the Nobel Peace Prize. What do you think about that, Michael?
I think it's ludicrous. The first issue is why they would even want to offer the Peace Prize to someone who did nothing for peace. I mean, he's absolutely... This has nothing to do with peace.
It is all political, you know. It's to focus attention on Al Gore and give legitimacy to his illegitimate work.
Exactly. That's the only way you can cut it, because there is no justifiable reason for him to even be eligible for the Peace Prize, let alone have it granted to him. and the fact that, that he was yesterday just is mind-boggling. The same with the Academy Awards last spring. Why is he deserve the Academy Awards? Again, it's a bogus issue. Made fraudulent. In fact, the one thing that happened yesterday, or the day before, I should say, that really encouraged me, it's actually been in the works now for several weeks, is that a high judge in Great Britain has ruled that they cannot show the Inconvenient Truth to their classrooms, their public schools, without a disclaimer in it that it is politically motivated, is one-sided information, and there's nothing to be counterbalanced in it that has to precede any showing of this. Because the government wanted to show the Inconvenient Truth to every child in Great Britain. And the judge ruled that they cannot do it without putting a qualifier in it.
And, of course, the children see this on the screen, and they really do come to believe, what he says. And, of course, it's all a lie. But the solution, of course, is all power to the government. And then, of course, the government will regulate everything, and everything they're going to save us from the effects of global warming, which is going to destroy our planet. Actually, the best thing we could do is have a warmer climate. They've had much warmer climates in the past, and with that, of course, the crops grow better. And the interesting thing is the CO2, because of the increased heat, the CO2 comes out of the ocean. And, of course, if you heat up the ocean, the CO2 comes out. It comes out after things have heated, not before. And then the CO2 stimulates plant growth. And the average individual really has no idea about any of these things, do they, Michael?
No, they don't. And this is the thing that just really bothers me. As I said before, there are a lot of things that bother me about this video. But that perhaps is the most blatant and outrageous claim by Al Gore, is that carbon dioxide causes temperature to change, when in fact the data that you see, he's walking before this, if you haven't seen it, he's walking before this big 40 to 80 foot screen behind him, showing, and it's unfolding the temperatures for the last 650,000 years, and it's showing that carbon dioxide and temperatures are highly correlated, and they are. When the carbon dioxide goes up, so does temperature. One graph is below the other, and they are highly correlated, but the fact is that a correlation means nothing about cause and effect. You know that well, Stan. I can tell you right now that there's 100% correlation that everyone who breathes air, which is you and I and everyone listening to this, is going to die. There's 100% correlation that if you breathe air, you're going to die. That doesn't mean that air causes you to die. In fact, just the opposite. But Al Gore makes this correlation up here on this big screen that he's walking in front of, and then has the audacity to say that his carbon dioxide is causing warming or cooling over all the 650,000 years, which in fact...
If you actually superimpose the charts, the
yes.
CO2 rise follows the rise in temperature and not preceding it.
That's right. It's the temperature that rises first or declines first, and then the carbon dioxide levels follow it anywhere from 200 to 1,000 years later. Just like you were saying, it's what you would expect would happen if the ocean is warming up and releasing carbon dioxide or cooling down and absorbing more carbon dioxide, because that is what the water does. Water cannot hold carbon dioxide when it's warm. It holds carbon dioxide when it's cold, and therefore it takes it out of the atmosphere as it's cooling. It expels carbon dioxide as it's warming. Exactly what you would expect to see if temperature is the driving force.
And, of course, the trouble is the media is not going to tell you, because 95% of the major media outlets in America are controlled by one of five mega corporations, and that's covered in Professor Ben Bogdakian's wonderful book, The New Media Monopoly. And, of course, but you're not going to be told that. And you see it on ABC, and you see it on CBS, and you see it on NBC, and you see it on CNBC and CNN, and it must be true, or is it? Is it that most of what we are seeing and reading and hearing is simply a lie? And all behind that is this desire to create a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. And when you understand that, it really begins to make sense. Well, Michael, certainly you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time, trying to awaken people to what's going on. And I know that you have to, when you're putting out a DVD like you did, go into the secular aspect of it, because a lot of people don't don't have any religious perspective. They don't believe in the supernatural, but there really is a supernatural. There is a God, and believe me, there is a Satan and his agents. Well, they could even win the Nobel Prize.
Yes. I know, it's just amazing. It really is. But nonetheless, what we're hoping to do with this DVD is to start changing minds and hearts and open people up to the realization that we are facing a major crisis of unbelievable proportions in world history. If we don't stop this agenda and all the other agendas dealing with creating world government, we are going to be in a totalitarian state for the world. And, you know, it's just not a nation that's under totalitarianism. It would be the entire world that's under totalitarianism. And we're rapidly heading for that direction right now. Even the time that I have been involved in this issue since the early 1990s, we have lost a lot of our sovereignty that we once held. If you go back to the 1950s, we've lost a tremendous amount. And it's not very far in the future before we get to that tipping point where it's going to be almost impossible to regain our freedoms because, again, the public consciousness is lost. You know, I talk to young adults now and talk about things that happened in the 1980s. They have no idea what I'm talking about because they didn't live in the 1980s. They were just being born or whatever. And as a consequence, we're losing what we have. That's why it's taken two or three or four generations for them to be successful.
We're out of time, Michael. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank
Always
you.
A pleasure. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Today's the day. Now is the time. It's the annual Patriot Trading Group American Freedom Network fundraiser. It's your opportunity to support the American Freedom Network and get Eric Cederstrom to kick in a little extra with every pledge you make. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your monthly donation or your one-time pledge. That's right, you can make a monthly continuing donation by calling 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network Pledge Drive.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I'm just Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I certainly, we hope many of you will want to get Michael Kaufman's excellent DVD. It's called Global Warming, and we offer that. We also, of course, have a four-tape set on global warming. We have a sustainable development syllabus. You have to understand, global warming is part of the sustainable development scam, and, of course, what they do is they say we have to have a sustainable future. We've got to develop sustainably, and that's why we've got to have everything regulated and everything controlled and lower people's living standards. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's really behind so much of what's going on, why so many people are losing their jobs and why the salaries are going down and why the dollar is falling. It's all part of lowering our living standards and impoverishing American people. Let me suggest the Michael Kaufman's excellent DVD, Global Warming. our four-tape set on global warming. And, of course, the four-tape set can either tapes or CDs. Four-tape set on sustainable development, the road to world government. And, of course, that comes in either CD or tapes. And then our sustainable development video, our sustainable development syllabus. And the syllabus is really great because, of course, it gives you Copy the Earth Charter, written by three of the most wealthy and powerful occultists in the world. And they are deeply involved in the occult. The Earth Charter has been taken all over our country in the Ark of Hope, the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant, because everything that Lucifer does is 180 degrees opposite from what God does. God had the Ark of the Covenant, the Ten Commandments. Well, we have a new Ten Commandments called the Earth Charter. It calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. That's why we're sending our wealth overseas. That's why America is the greatest debtor nation in the world. That is why they're destroying the value of our currency. And the currency is falling. It's lost almost 40% of its value simply in the last 3 years. And with that goes the value of your pension, your insurance policies, your bank deposits, your CDs, your annuities. You're going to be impoverished, and that's the plan. Well, we'll tell you what you can do to try to protect yourself as much as you can, and you need to get our other material. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day live, 9 hours a day with the reruns, and then of course you can see our videos there. You can read our newsletters. Understand behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and see our new DVD, The Forbidden Secret, and so much more. Let me remind you, we are having an all-day conference on the 28th of October, right here in the Monterey Bay area. If you can make it, you'll find it well worthwhile. We're serving lunch, so you'll have to have reservations. Doors will open at 7:30 and close then at 5:30, bringing in outside speakers. Understand that behind everything going on, whether it be the war in the Middle East or what's going on here in this country, or Al Gore is getting the Nobel Peace Prize. You'd think that wasn't political? You'd think that had to do with his great contribution to science? Of course not. It is to give his fraudulent message legitimacy. Call our number once again, 1-800-544-8927. If you can come to our conference, we hope you can. If not, you can get our material on the internet at radioliberty.com. Listen to the programs, watch the videos, read the newsletters. You want a copy of the pamphlet on the spiritual hierarchy? We'll send it here. It comes right from the Lucius Trust, a truly Luciferian organization, one of the most powerful organizations in America today. And Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you that. Till Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online.